to be about a case of Shama Raviya. Let's say the father hears about it. Shama Raviya. The father heard about the nether. Fahofalo. And as soon as the father heard about the nether, that his daughter made a nether, he was made for. He said, I don't want the nether. Fahofalo Kabbalishmaya. But the husband did not find out about this nether yet. Achimais. Until the husband died without finding out about it. So the lachar is, like we had before, that it's nisreikna, the rishus of the husband goes back to the father, and therefore the lachar is, chayzer av u'meifer chelko shabal, that the father now has to now make a second hafara. Even though the father already made one hafara, but at that time he was only made for, like we'll soon see, either half or his miklas kolish. He still needed the second half of the husband to do it. It's only later when the husband dies that the husband's power gets thrown back to the father. So now the father has to make a second hafara. These are the halachas. That when one dies, whether it goes back to the father, Mashenka does not go back to the husband. So the Ran says, Haidik Tony Chayzer. The Ran says, Loisha Yachsel Hofer Mashofer Kvar. Doesn't mean the father has to go again and be made for again what he already did. Da'ino Chelko Shalav, his own portion. Ella means like this, Lochitoni Chayzer Mishum Shekvar Hofer Chelkai. He, the father, true, took care of his half of the nether he was made for ready. But the Yachshav now, Chayzer Mefer Chelkai Shabal, but now that the husband died, and his power goes over to the father has to take care of it. So the father now has to make a second Afara to take over the power of the husband. Havachi Sagi, that's enough. The father does not have to, again, make Afara on the first part that he did already. Since the father did not die, Afagad Mislay Bal, even though the husband died, Laibot Lafara Diyav. Now that the father started off and made the first half of the Afara, that's okay, that's still here. Because he didn't die. Just now, when the husband dies, we say his Chela goes back to the father. The father now has to make a second Afara. Now, this the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says later that, Hein Divre Beishamai. All these halachis are the words of Beishamai. This is the way Rabbi Beishamai says. The Rashi says, the Ran says, the Kasavri, that Beishamai holds, the Yochol Av Lohofer Bechia Gavna, that the father has the right to make afar in all these cases. Huvafar is Chelkoi Shabal Belechud, Sagi, at the second halacha, that if the father made afar first, and then later the husband dies, so the father only has to be made for the portion of the husband. Mishum hafara diyaf, kivun delay meisle batale. Because the first hafara that the father made, that's still here. That's all divrei beishamai. Ma'ashen kein beithilu loimrim, beithilu says no, ein yochel lahofer. The father cannot make hafara right now. So the Ran says, ava beithilu loimrim, ein yochel lahofer klal. V'yafilu choyzer umeifa chelkai. Again, where the father first made a hafara, and then the husband died. Now that the husband dies, Beisil holds that the father can't do anything now. The father has no power again to make a second hafara. Not on his own chelik and not on the husband's chelik. Tafilu chayzer meif v'chelk v'chelik abal. The koyivna time, you know what the reason is? The Gemara says that Shmamino lebeishamai is megas gayis. As far as I did, according to Beis Shammai, when the father first made the hafara, he was Megis Gaius. He like chopped off half of the nether. But the other half of the nether that's there is still a strong half. That half belonged to the husband. Now when the husband dies, very good. So that portion of the nether comes back to the father, but that's a strong half. It's possible to make